know many of them, and they're patriots as much as anybody who criticizes the program. And all right, did you tell the President of the United States what you just told us, that because of the government shutdown that our nation is less secure? What did he say?
I discussed it yesterday.
Well, you scared the hell out of all us. At least I'm scared. When you're telling me that 70% of the NSA is unable to go to work, not because they're necessary, but because of the statutes, the way it's worded, both of you have made very clear presentations to this committee that the government shutdown in a post-9/11 world is making this nation less safe. Is that right, General Alexander?
That's correct, Senator.
Is that right, Mr.
Absolutely.
Clapper?
Yes, sir.
Well, to Mr. Gibbs, who told the president, his political advisor, former press secretary, he advised the president to just watch the shutdown. Do you think that's a responsible thing for the president to do as commander-in-chief, to not negotiate or just watch the showdown, the shutdown?
Well, I'll
give you my own opinion. I think it's irresponsible for all of us to let it continue, but where the hell is the commander-in-chief? If you really told him that our nation is less safe, and every day that goes by, we're being less capable of detecting potential terrorist attacks against the homeland, and the approach is to just let watch time go by, why aren't the members of the House and the Senate in the White House right now to try to solve this problem? One of two things are true. You're telling us the truth, and the federal government leadership on both sides ignoring it, particularly the commander-in-chief, or you're overstating the case. I think you're telling us the truth, so I'm not even going to go down the road you're overstating the case.